This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I will not sing. Public service announcement brought to you by the family of J. Scott Hannon. Do not like it when I sing, I'm just telling you.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
well, then Aaron Tippin.
You're not listening right now anyway. Come on.
Here's what I tell everyone.
You don't think they're streaming this in San Francisco? Or
I was born by God's dear green.
They're
Arizona.
All voted by the rest of us. That's
an ordinary place. With the stars and stripes.
That's a vote of what, two or three or four, maybe?
Eagle fly.
USA, baby, welcome to What's on Your Mind. We are back on the program. Moments away, we'll chat with the headmaster of the Capstone Classical Academy of Fargo. Paul Fisher is going to join us. This is the first of its kind classical education institution in North Dakota, affiliated, by the way, with Hillsdale College. We're going to do a little critical thinking on the show today related to the whys of these horrific school shootings. If I had to boil down all of the whys that have come from our audience on why does this happen, why did it happen, I would say it's probably 2-1 we took God out of school. That is the overwhelming theme.
I do believe that's probably the biggest factor.
And or a version like that says our culture. So we're gonna test that theory out a little bit and do a little critical thinking on that today on the program. Mayor Fargo, Tim Mahoney, will join us. Dr. Mahoney at the bottom of the hour, and then we'll talk with a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in South Dakota running against John Thune. That's a David versus Goliath race. Interesting candidate. They're looking forward to meeting Bruce Whalen today on the program. So stay tuned for all that. Brought to you by our friends at Pucklage, North Dakota's home for Chevy today. You know, they, in Valley City especially, specialize in these local single-owner vehicles we talk about a lot. And they have someone that traded in a Dodge Ram, said, hey, I need a Chevy. So, or a GMC. The pre-owned 2020 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab is waiting for you today. You can pull the boat or the camper with ease. Get a load of this now. It's $30,796 on this EcoDiesel 3.0-liter V6. So you're going to save some bucks at the pump right now with that V6. Exterior is black interior, loaded with features like backup camera, heated seats, parking sensors, and a lot more. And again, this is what they do. They local single-owner vehicles. This one only 30,000 miles on it. $52,500 was the original price. They'll sell it to you today if you tell them you heard about it from us on What's on Your Mind for $51,500. That's right. See it at Pucklage Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City right there in Maine. Stop and see them in Bismarck, too. And tell them Scott sent you, okay, to our friends at Pucklage. We got Paul on the line, Daniel? All connected up? All right, beautiful. From the Capstone Classical Academy, Paul Fisher, the headmaster. Thanks for joining us. Paul, how are you?
Hey, Scott. Thanks for having me.
How are things going for the kickoff later this fall of the new Capstone, by the way?
Going great. I'll tell you what, we're blessed beyond what we deserve. Great local generosity among the citizens of Fargo and the Fargo-Moorhead area and beyond. And great faculty in place and lots of good things happening, getting our buildings ready for the first day. Enrollment's looking good. So we just continue to be thankful, Scott. It's really been a good journey so far.
One of the tenets of a classical education is critical thinking, which is sorely lacking in this country. I think if you have to find anything, it's just the fact that we don't, you know, so many of the things we scratch our head at and say, really? You go back and look at higher education or, you know, any place, really, you say, are we teaching our kids to think critically? And we don't do that anywhere near to the degree we need to in this country to face the challenges we have, do we, Paul?
No, we don't. And I tell you what, critical thinking becomes pretty challenging when there's no such thing as, you know, logic or rationality. And there really isn't anymore. We speak a lot out of our passions, don't we? And so there's a lot of screaming and not a lot of listening going on. And I think that makes it pretty tough to think critically about anything. Everyone's trying to defend almost like their identities are tied up in their position and not in their humanity, you know, as made by God and sharing that brotherhood together. And so you end up in these places where it doesn't matter what the truth is. We're not pursuing the truth together. We're pursuing being right. And it leads to a serious lack in critical thinking.
So I want to deploy a little critical thinking here on two key questions. One is, what is the problem here? And the second one is, what can I do? What can we individually do? So the overwhelming amount of our listeners, and we're just talking a little bit about a tally, they say, what's the problem here? Say, God's out of schools. It's our culture. Is that the problem here, Paul?
Well, I think it's certainly part of the problem, Scott, but it's probably an oversimplification of the problem, and I understand why we go there. You know, there's this passage that people might be familiar with if they're church-going folks, but, you know, St. Paul, the apostle, talks in Romans 1 about how people didn't think it was worth their while to retain the knowledge of God, and so God gave them over to a depraved mind that they would do what ought not to be done. And then he just talks about all the things that includes, including envy, murder, and strife, and deceit, and malice, and all these things that we hate when we see it in mankind. But, you know, Scripture and other wise folks over the centuries have said there's a darkness in the heart of man, and it's been there from the beginning. And we fool ourselves if we think that we can push God out and say he's not worth knowing, and somehow our minds are going to become more noble. It's very clear, looking at human history, that those nations that push God out or outlaw him, so to speak, as if that could be done, end up going to some pretty dark places, as inhumane as what we've seen, not just in Texas recently, but certainly over the centuries in mankind. This is not a new kind of violence. It's just repackaged and presented a little differently. Nobody studies history says we're in a new day of extreme violence that we haven't seen before. That's part of why we study history.
Nothing new under the sun.
Was saying that last night.
Yeah, yep. That's a great point. So give me a little history on God in schools, quote unquote. You know, is this something that was, you know, back to the 1800s and a light bulb went off when we said, you know, 1960, it feels good, do it. Well, okay, take Ten Commandments out. I mean, how long has God been in schools?
Yeah, well, you know, God's always in schools, right? As long as people are walking into schools with the Spirit of God in their hearts, then you've got God in school. And not only that, that's God acting through people in school. And there's lots of those people in public and private schools of all stripes. But God's present regardless in his creation. And what happens is whether God's in the hearts of those who are teaching children, or more importantly, in the homes of those who are sending the children to school, you know, the teachers in Uvalde certainly didn't create the problem because God isn't taught didactically in their curriculum. And that certainly is not happening anywhere. I mean, the public schools aren't directly responsible for these kinds of things, but God was always in school when the worldview of the people in the schools was that God was true, that he was the centerpiece of his creation, and that he was the source of everything good and beautiful. Once we shifted over time, and it really began with the Enlightenment, where we started changing and saying in the 19th century, in the 18th century first, hey, listen, maybe the only thing we can know is what we can determine empirically through science. And if we can't determine it empirically through science, it's not a value, or it's not true, or it can't be known to be true. And once you start going down that path, you end up with Darwin, and you end up with evolution, where when you look at the evidence for some purpose given to us by a creator, it's not possible to know it because you can't prove it in a science lab. And once that happens, you end up with what you might call scientism, but it's this absence, this materialistic view of reality in which the self ultimately, kind of in an existential way, in the 1960s, it really took off. But in this existential way, we define what's good for us by acting. There is no ultimate purpose. We're all accidents of chemicals bouncing into one another and reacting, and we can't even trust our thoughts. So a young man at 18 walking around thinking, somehow I'm going to find meaning and purpose in killing children, is not a surprise. But it never has been when people trade in God for self. And people are walking around with self, or whatever self feels today being the highest good. And that's been happening in schools since long before the Supreme Court said we can't have faith mixed in the public school. But that was just kind of a seal of approval, in a sense, from the nation on the kind of devastation that was already happening.
So if we had a magic wand and said, okay, God back in schools, and again, you make a very good point about what that means exactly, but this idea that, no, we can't say the Pledge of Allegiance because it says under God, and or if we're going to say it, take under God out of it, or, you know, the Ten Commandments being a part of, you know, many classrooms over the years, people really see that as a time when this secularism sort of took over, and some of those norms were there. But if we said, yeah, boom, let's go back and let's reinstate all of that immediately, what does it change? Is there a moment there that happens? I want to explore that when we come back.
Yeah, good.
On the program, we need to take a short break. Paul Fisher, Capstone Classical Academy, with us. We're doing a little critical thinking today on the whys. Mayor Tim Mahoney coming up too, and much more. Stay tuned on What's on Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. Kayleen, what do you tell folks when they ask who your insurance agent is and why?
I tell them that it's DJ Coulter with American Family. And why? Because he was the one and only person that was able to get my son life insurance when nobody else was able to. And I will forever be indebted to DJ for that. I love DJ. He's the most kind person I have ever met in my life.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com.
Jubilee, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Petrol Springs. Petrol Springs? Petrol Serve USA. I guess that's where I do a hot spring spa and a Petrol Serve USA all in one.
are they selling hot tubs now? Lunch as well?
You might as well, right?
There you go.
The 4-for-4 inflation buster. We were talking about inflation earlier and the difference it is making in your life just with your day-to-day financial decisions. Every day, all day, 4 items for $4. A meal. That's a hot stuff personal pan pizza. It's 2 of the homemade cookies that you're just going to say, boy, this is, feels like grandma's recipe here. And a 20-ounce drink, 4 for $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA. It's June, too, so some new great specials, including the Red Bull energy drinks. 16 ounces, 2 for $5. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. Back with our conversation with Paul Fisher, headmaster of the Capstone Classical Academy of Fargo, Dr. Tim Mahoney, mayor of Fargo, coming up, and a Republican candidate for Senate against John Thune in South Dakota, Bruce Whalen. That's a David versus Goliath race there. So if I said, Shazam, Paul, God's back in schools, do we not hear about Texas? Do we not hear about a guy walking into a supermarket in Buffalo, New York, and mowing people down? I mean, what kind of a... what kind of an incremental change would that bring if we reverted back today?
Well, I'm going to try to stay on your question there and keep it focused on schools. But let me put a frame around it, that the children we send into schools are being raised by parents. Those parents don't give up their role as parents, and they are, all research shows you, the primary influence on their kids. And as they send them to school, the school acts in loco parentis, and that's not replacing the parent. That's helping the parent as a partner. That's in place of them while the parent's at work. But the parent sends them to the school to reinforce what they're teaching the children at home. And if they're not teaching the children that at home, well, whatever the school does is probably not going to be that effective. You know, at Capstone, we partner with parents who understand when they come in, what are these partners at Capstone going to teach my children? Of course, God is at the center of that. And what we would say, even in the public school, is that we have a problem since the 90s. I don't know if you remember this. I taught in public school in the 90s in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, and we had a character education program in this public school. But if kids ask the question, well, why should I be kind to others? Why does integrity matter? What is compassion for? What if I don't feel compassion? Why do I have to do it? There's no satisfactory answer there apart from faith in someone or something transcendent, something bigger than you, right? There's nothing to tether the soul to what's true, good, and beautiful, or to keep the mind grounded in any kind of hope or ultimate purpose when I live for pleasure. And when you tell me, have character because you should, and the answer is because it's pragmatic, it works, you know? Well, sometimes character doesn't work for the student. Sometimes it doesn't give them what they want in the moment, right? So ultimately, young people have to fall in love with the idea of a person or an ideal that's bigger than them. And if you don't have something to replace God with in the public school, then you've got a problem.
Well,
greatest good is the self.
Yeah, and you just identified this worship of self, this selfie generation, as monumental. And again, you make a good point. That's as much up to parents as it is the school, more so parents. And having that child understand everything you've just explained so darn well here today. So how do you, when I talk about, you know, the problem here, how do you undo that? How do you take on the selfie generation?
Yeah, well, it's like when we complain about Congress and we're the ones electing them, right? We the people are the cause of these issues. So the challenge is when these things happen, we want to point the finger at whoever's responsible, and it starts in my home. And it starts in my church. It starts in my neighborhood. We have to be willing to say uncomfortable things to ourselves and to each other about what's wrong with us. What are we feeding our kids, right, in media and entertainment? It's a moral free-for-all there. And it's confusing. And kids are looking for affirmation, and they're looking for pleasure like the rest of mankind, and the adults are asleep at the wheel. And I think this is our challenge, right? What can we do? Well, right here today, we can ask ourselves personally, where am I in pursuing what's truly good? Am I just walking through each day living for the moment, or am I thinking about what really matters and investing in the people around me toward that end? Legislation won't ultimately fix the heart of man, right? But, and our founding fathers knew this, you know, if all men were angels, was it Madison that said that? And we wouldn't need government. I don't think Kendra stood angels as they really are, but we get the idea if we were all, you know, good and angelic in the way that we think of that word. So it starts with us, and we start in our homes, and we look at our neighbors who are struggling. We look in our churches that have maybe abandoned a pursuit of what's objectively true and good, and we need to start reform there. And we vote, of course, according to those ideals. But ultimately, it starts with us right where we live in Fargo, for those of us listening here.
The next question I want to tackle here in the short time we have left is, what can I do? And when you talk about starting in the homes, basic simple data will tell you that there's a lot of fatherless homes. And a lot of these fatherless homes or single parent homes, what they end up, you know, leading to in higher numbers is incidents like we've seen happen in these schools. So that leads me to say, what can I do? I wrote a column about this recently, and I talked about taking this on individually, what we can do, what I can do. And one thing I thought of, and I'm curious about this solution from my standpoint and other answers to the question, what can I do, Paul, is, mentor a troubled youth. Be a big brother or a father figure to a child in a single-parent home. We all know somebody in our circles, but it's sort of like, I don't want to intrude. I don't want to, push myself on anybody. But I've decided to use this moment to commit to that. To finding someone in my circle to do it. Is that a place to start?
That's it. Yeah, I mean, that's what we did at our classical Christian school in the Philadelphia suburbs. We started a program out of our building for the local neighborhood to create mentoring relationships. And, over the last 10 years, that's caused a lot of young people to have family that they didn't have otherwise, or supported single parents who needed help raising their children to have a transcendent purpose. But, in addition to that, how many of us don't know our neighbors? If you don't know your neighbor, you don't know what they might be struggling with. Plenty of these kids and adults who shoot places up have intact families on the surface. But if you don't know your neighbor, you can't know where there's hurting or something wrong. You can't see where there's something dark that maybe someone needs to say something about. So we can't be, in our selfie lives staring at screens walled off from each other and expect that this stuff won't happen unnoticed by those who could have done something. But boy, I'm convicted about that. I don't know all my neighbors yet, I don't know what might be going on in those homes. So yeah, mentoring, finding a nonprofit to engage with, engage in your church with the families. Often it's the families that are not the most outgoing that are struggling. And we have to be willing to step out and be initiators.
The questions are endless. The solutions elude us here, but I think we have to channel this fear and worry into what I can do. Anything else in the 20 seconds or so to finish this up that you suggest that we can do?
Absolutely, Scott. Pray for the hearts of men. Pray for Christ to rule. And that's it.
Well said. Appreciate the time today. Love these exercises in critical thinking, and glad to know that first of its kind, Classical Academy is coming to North Dakota. It'll be right here in Fargo this fall. And K-6 starts now, and they're ultimately going to have K-12, pre-K as well. Am I right? Or start K.
That's right.
Yeah. Pre-K too. So, and that's the game changer. And it's the game changer. You think of the value of that? Pretty amazing. Capstone Classical Academy website is what, Paul?
CapstoneClassical.com.
CapstoneClassical.com. First of its kind affiliate with Hillsdale College in North Dakota, too. Thanks, Paul. Appreciate you. More after
this. My name is Kevin Skunas. As a farmer here in North Dakota and a past president of the National Corn Growers Association, I've seen firsthand how critical ethanol is for our economy, our environment, and our farmers. I support Summit Carbon Solutions because they share the same vision that I do for the future of our state. By collecting and sequestering carbon from our ethanol plants, we are lowering the carbon footprint of an already clean-burning fuel, thereby creating more economic opportunities for ethanol producers, strengthening the market for corn growers, and driving the future of the energy industry that has been so important to our state's economy. Summit Carbon Solutions is committed to respecting landowner rights when working with our property owners. So, join your neighbors and me in helping to move this critical project forward. To learn more, visit www.summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
If the holiday weekend was any indication, we're in for a rough summer for air travel, with staff shortages and severe weather. Summer travel plans pushing up against the limits of the airline's capabilities to recover from the two-year pandemic. Passengers should be prepared for fewer choices, higher prices, and more delays. Russian troops on Wednesday continued their assault of a factory city targeted in their push to grab a chunk of eastern Ukraine, while President Biden changed his mind and said that he will supply advanced rockets to Kyiv to help it force Moscow to the negotiation table. The long-range rockets have the potential to strike Russian cities. Denmark's largest energy company said Russia cut off its gas supply Wednesday because it refused to pay in rubles. The latest escalation over European energy amid the war in Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Top of the hour. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, is going to make you better above the water and below the water. That's right. Everything's better in a hot spring spa. Same thing with a sauna. Splash pools. Splash. Now, if you call today and say, I want a splash pool, and I want it soon, you're going to have it in the backyard. You know what? The weather's going to get nice at some point. And it's going to be... backyard pool weather. So Hot Spring Spas and Pool Table 2 is the place. They're in West Fargo. They're in Bismarck. They're in Grand Forks, too. Fargo Mayor Tim Mahoney is with us today on the program. North Dakota's largest city is a mayor's race that is full of a robust amount of candidates. We talked yesterday on the Chris Burke Show with Shannon Morris-Jones. Want to talk to Mayor Mahoney today as we are closing in. You know, less than 2 weeks away from Election Day. Mayor Mahoney, nice to see you.
Yeah, beautiful day today after all that wind and weather and rain.
Yeah, exactly right. I want to ask you a little bit about this concern with the development of the Roosevelt neighborhood. This prompted really news all over the state, mainly because one of your city commission members, alleged that a developer was a liar, a cheater, and a stealer. Some action on that last night, getting closer to a resolution. Where are we at with it?
So what happened last night, they went to executive session and basically decided to say it's a breach of contract. I think you talked to Jim Morris one time, and he said you've not served him anything that says that. So what? He'll get papers today that said breach of contract, and he has 60 days to make corrections or come up with some type of resolution. I think it's moving forward, and that should help us get to some type of resolution.
Shannon Morris-Jones believes this is about her candidacy and trying to use it as a weapon in the political race. What would you say about that?
Well, there was an opportunity for relief in the fall, which should have been exercised. I think that Jim should have been paying attention that he was supposed to have these condos done by December 31st, 2021. And typically, if a developer is behind, and you and I both know on the church, he's behind a year and a half, basically, in getting that completed. And when I talked to him, even about the church, he said COVID issues, a variety of supplier issues, it was difficult to get it done. And I understood that, but everybody kind of, in my head, I had the condos done this year at the end of 22, did not realize on the contract it was 21. So normally a developer would have come to us well before the election, and we could have had this in the fall discussion, what are we going to do? And I wish that had happened. What happened is the taxes were paid, and then in February and in March, the developer comes to us and said, I want my TIF money because, you know, it's time to pay us back. And that's when the discovery was, well, we're not quite complete with this project. And typically that would have been just discussion with staff to say, how are we going to remedy this?
So that was timing. You didn't control this, what you're saying.
No, I didn't control that. And Jim Gilmore thought it was supposed to be condos done at 22. So when he looked at the dates, that's when he told Jim, we got to figure this thing out. And Jim, you know, I think he should have at least talked to some people in the apartments to see what his relief would be.
Yeah, you're talking about Jim Roars.
Yeah.
Now, Jim Roars's daughter is Shannon Roars Jones. So that's why she's alleging that this is, you know, again, they're being singled out. This is about her running. This is questions of her, you know, conflict of interest. And obviously, if Dave Pepcorn, one of your Fargo City Commission members, calls a developer a liar, a cheater, and a stealer, that's harsh words. Was he wrong to do that?
You know, he did do harsh words, and I'd like, you know, like if we could not have that. But the reality is, as developers, this is one of the first developments we've had that hasn't been completed. So the commission has to act in some ways, and I think we had a study done on our TIFs pilots and how they're doing, and all of them are doing very well and have done very well. But this is the first time we've had somebody in breach of contract that didn't finish the condos. And it's just his suspicion is that Jim Roars doesn't want to finish the condos. I think the reality is the COVID and different supply issues got into the way there. And what you do as any developer is, how do we fix this?
And normally, wouldn't the city send a notice? Like, for instance, if December 21 was the deadline, you have the remedy to send a 60-day notice, as I recall from Jim Roars.
Well, that's when you send a notice of breach. You normally would have a discussion about it. And we have multiple contracts out by the city, millions of dollars of contracts by the city. Typically, the contractor that has it would be, you know, make us aware of that. What this has triggered now, we're looking at all our contracts, see when they're ending, and see if there's any issues with the developer.
So this resolves itself how? You believe this will prompt the conversation now and a new date will be set? How do you see this resolving?
Well, he has 60 days because we say it's a breach, so then it'll be a matter of the Roars company deciding, you know, what to do and why they want to remedy the situation, which would then come back to the commission. That'll be after the election cycle and a new commission or whoever's on the commission can deal with it. But hopefully they can come to some kind of resolution.
Do you believe Shannon Roars Jones would have a challenge as mayor because of the conflict? She's basically saying, we do very few of these where we request an incentive that exists for those. I think she said four in the last number of years since they've existed or whatever. So, you know, the far minority of their projects. But some are saying she'd have a conflict of interest and would have difficulty. Also saying that she could, prevent something like this from happening if she was as mayor. She's saying there's four other commission members, so they're obviously going to hold me accountable. Do you believe this is a thing, the conflict of interest that people should consider?
Well, I think the difficulty you have is the five-person commission basically makes it difficult because we've had that when we had, when Denny died, I had a four-person commission. It really makes it hard to get things passed sometimes because if it's a 2-2 impasse, you can't go anywhere. So the difficulty is Shannon has to recluse herself and may have a position that would work is then you're 2-2 and you're tied. And that's where the difficulty comes in the governance of our community is just that it's always, as you watch, it's a 3-2 vote frequently on a lot of issues throughout the community. You can vote as a commission to say, oh, it's okay, we'll exclude her from her conflict here. But the reality is there's profit made in the development. So that's where it's very difficult to excuse herself for that conflict. And that's just where, I told early on, it's a difficult position for a developer to be mayor because you may have conflicts with variety companies. And it's not just the Roars development. What if another development comes in and is in competition? Is it okay that you approve them or not approve them? And you might be guided by that. So I think it's one of those tangled webs you weave is that it's a little difficult sometimes. The other issue they have is Roars developers do own a lot of property in North Fargo. There's a letter from her of five different projects they have. So my concern is they have a lot of stuff that they could do to help the Roosevelt neighborhood, and how are we going to go forward? And it would be nice to try to figure this thing out so we can continue to have good projects done in the north side.
Any regrets on how this has been handled? And if you're a developer and you see another developer being treated like this, do you think it's fair to say, gosh, what's going on here at the Fargo City Commission?
Well, you always get concerned because we only have a few numbers of developers in the community. We have a good number of developers that sit in our community, and you don't want to inhibit them doing a project. They say, holy cow, I don't want to go in front of that commission. I'm going to get beat up. And oftentimes developers are working on a project. There's blight involved, First Avenue. We have that area. We had all that fire and those types of things. Well, you got to clean that up and build something else. You don't really want to scare developers away, and the people we have are top-notch in our community. So are we a business? You and I have always talked about, is Fargo business friendly or are we not? I feel we're business friendly. We encourage things to happen. And when you look in the community, 2020, we had $740 million worth of permits. 2021, we had $760 million worth of permits. We are a dynamic city and a lot of stuff is going on. Please don't slow that down. Let's have things continue to go. And if we're not business friendly, we will not attract businesses. Last night we had a thing where we had a jet center came before us. They're a multi-million dollar corporation that's building airplanes go all over the world. You would have loved it. Turkey was taking some airplanes that are air ambulances. But, I mean, it's just an amazing an endeavor that's happening. We had another company come. They're expanding. They're doing things nobody else in the world is doing. And that's what Fargo's getting to have the reputation of doing, is being business-friendly, businesses expand, continue to grow. And they talked about airline-type engineers that are able to look at these different problems and figure it out. They're doing weather modification. I hope they could do a weather modification to decrease the rain, but they try to increase the rain.
Or increase the temperature, I'd take as well.
And so, I mean, you have a variety of things that are going on in this community, and you do not want to get a reputation of beating up on businesses.
What do you most want people to know about your candidacy, about Fargo as it operates now under your leadership and what you see in the future?
You know, we did the sandbagging dedication last night with lights, and we had a lot of people show up. Fargo's a great city. We have a lot of stuff going on in our community. And I think what I'd like to, we're hitting a tough time right now with inflation going on, increased prices, increased challenges in the community, that my legacy would be to continue to have smart growth in the community, make our neighborhoods thrive, continue to grow. In the police force, we're doing a revamp of many things in that force. We're doing better on speeders right now and people that are making noise in the neighborhood. And we need to look at long-term. Our fire department's going to put another station on Fire Station 8. And we have to look at the whole community is how are we going to grow now? What are we going to do next?
And when you talk about inflation and the pinch, if you will, that a lot of people are feeling, we talked about the last hour, and it's amazing how many, you know, real-life stories out there, special people on a fixed income. Can the city reduce its impact property tax wise? Is there room to go tighten that belt on the budget for the city?
We have a tight budget. I've dropped the mill levy at 10% while I've been in my seat, and we'll continue to look at ways of saving money. But the difficulty is, for instance, last year on doing cost bidding for our fuel, we saved $1 million. We're going to lose that savings this year. We know that. When we're looking at the budget this year, we're seeing 10 to 20% increases of costs of some of our operations. And as you know, a lot of it's driving trucks, snow plows, and doing things within the city. So we're going to look at different ways to try to make it more efficient, cost savings. But there are some real challenges with this inflation. I mean, fuel is just out of the world right now. And I think it's going to be a challenge in the budget to address all those issues. Wage is also a thing. We just did a market study, and we found we're 5 to 10% under. We're going to have to look at that, and how do you take care of that?
The property tax base of Fargo continues to contribute mightily to the bottom line. When you talk about mill levies going down, very true. That's been something that you've been a champion of. But there's still more dollars coming in, right? And is there anywhere you can trim? Do we need a diversity officer?
Well, yeah, we do need a diversity officer to see how it can attract more people in our community. But to ask her a question, remember when the state put in 12% to decrease your property taxes and that went away? That was only like $200 to $300 million throughout the state. I think it's time to bring that back. We've had inflationary on your house go up 5% every year. How about the state do 5%, take 5% of your property tax down, maybe even 7%. I know there's a candidate in Minot that wants to cut it in half. But the reality is, you want to drop property tax. I think the state has enough money. We have to relook at that. And maybe we could give some property tax relief. And I'm saying if you make it long-term sustainable, let's knock off 5%. Do that long-term sustainable, then somebody in a fixed income can continue to live in their house and not be affected by it.
We have a legislative session coming up, so a bold idea from Fargo right there would be, I think, well-received statewide, for sure. Mayor, thanks for the time today. Appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Scott. And remember, everybody, get out and vote. It's a great election, and that's what you get to do, exercise your right to vote. Appreciate any support. Thank you.
Tim Mahoney, Mayor of Fargo, running for re-election. More after this and What's
it's
on Your Mind.
Annual Royalty Owners Convention at the Remcota Hotel and Conference Center in Bismarck, Wednesday, June 15th and Thursday, June 16th, with a social to follow on Wednesday. Hear what's new with the Bakken. Speakers include Lynn Helms, Director of North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, and Ron Ness, President of the North Dakota Petroleum Council. For registration and early bird registration for members and non-members, go to naro-us.org. It's the annual Royalty Owners Convention, June 15th and 16th in Bismarck.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in the scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars, the big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Lynx, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pop for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Father's Day is around the corner. You can get them a Schwann gift card. Goods and services, parts and stuff. Or new Buicks or GMCs or used vehicles. Is over 75 clearly marked in most of those used vehicles. Plus, all the new Buicks and GMCs come with Schwann's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty. Called peace of mind, just to make sure, right? Shop, click, drive, and Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
Well, before the top of the hour, our next guest is a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate in the primary in South Dakota, which is coming up Tuesday, running for the Senate race, currently held by John Thune, the incumbent, and, of course, assistant minority leader in the Senate. Meet Bruce Whalen. Bruce, how are you?
Doing well. I'm over here just trying to get checked out of my room here, and I'm glad that we can make this radio interview.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you joining us today on the program. I understand Donald Trump has been a center point of the campaign in South Dakota. Tell us about your views of the former president versus your opponents.
Well, I'm not a never-Trumper, unlike Senator Thune is. I think that he had us on the right track. I wish we could get us back on the right track. I can use a few mean tweets right now. And especially I could use him negotiating what's going on in the Ukraine, what's going on in our national energy independence, and push back on China and Russia again.
You are a Republican that has lived on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, so you have a pretty good perspective on that way of life versus the way of life the founding fathers envisioned. Talk a little bit about your story and what you've seen.
Well, on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation, the people down there did not raise their hands for that environment. They were a kinship republic to begin with several hundred years ago. And as the expansion happened, when you see laws being made on the bench by the Supreme Court, you're seeing that that reservations can be created, and Congress starts to promulgate laws and piles on a whole bunch of regulations. And what we have down in the Pine Ridge is a cauldron of socialism, communism, Marxism, fascism. And I think that breeds out of a system when your competition is taken from you, when you've made totally dependent on the federal government for your health, welfare, and education, and also when the federal government decides all of your land decisions, all of your political questions, and those things that are actually listed in the Supreme Court records and in the congressional records. This isn't anything that I'm making up or saying off top of my head. This is all clearly and well documented in the federal records. I don't think that the outcome is what was intended, but when you turn people into domestic dependents, which is the legal name for what happened to the tribes, it starts a fire. And when you throw money onto that fire, all you're doing is burning money. What we need to do is repeal a lot of the regulations, get that federal boot off the neck of the tribes and allow them to compete just like anybody else does. And I think what we'll see naturally from that is people, their spirits will be lifted and they'll want to be a part of that process. And coincidentally, this is one of the messages that I have for South Dakota. With all of the regulations in the same four areas that happened to the tribes, that's happening across South Dakota right now. And quite frankly, I think I'm seeing it happen across the entire nation. And we're seeing higher prices because of it. We're seeing people not wanting to return to work because they don't feel valuable. They're scared because they have to sit in front of human resources panel to discuss their spirituality or their medical records to keep from having a mandated Fauci jab. There's just so much going on here that's paralleling how the United States is becoming a giant Indian reservation, while at the same time the Indian reservations are clawing and scratching to get out of that situation. And this is what I can say is that nobody raised their hands for it, but when you see usurpation of powers by the federal government over states' rights, I think you're going to see the results here, and the pain is going to catch up to the policy.
What do you hear most about from South Dakotans? What are they concerned about as a key issue that they want more from Senator John Thune now, or that they'd ask you to take on if you were elected to the Senate?
Well, here's an underlying theme. It's a stream of consciousness from South Dakotans is that we're worried about the future of our children. It's our posterity, very Declaration of Independence oriented. And so that's one of the things that we want to focus on. We don't want to have that that grinding, gut-wrenching view of the future for our children and our grandchildren. And one of the things that's at the top and the forefront is because of the movie Rigged and 2000 Mules, and we already had an inclination to know that the election was stolen. I'm talking about the 2020 election. And Senator Thune is saying, you know, President Trump's effort to undermine the election is going to go down like a shot dog. Well, he got himself a nickname, Shot Dog, because of saying that and as a side effect. But that's at the forefront of South Dakota's mind, is being heavily regulated. And this, they don't see a hope in getting out of that regulation because the election was stolen. And it seems like we're just going to keep putting in the same old people that are overregulating us and keeping us from competing. The other thing is the lockdowns, the Fauci mandate, the Fauci lockdowns, how the state was eager to comply with the CDC regulations and implement those lockdowns. You know, there's still mask wearers in the state, especially in the hospitals. And we see that on the tribes mostly, too, because they're a lot closer, and the footprint of the federal government is a lot broader on residents.
Yeah, you bet it is. You bet it is. Tell folks how they find out more about you. Election Day is coming up Tuesday, so I want to give them a chance to learn more about you. Website is what?
Sure. It's WhalenForUSSenate.com. That's W-H-A-L-E-N for USSenate.com. I also have Bruce Whalen for U.S. Senate on Facebook.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End-of-year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.